I'm actually surprised I'm shocked. Like, legit, I'm surprised that my brain is still trying to process what happened last week. Because it shouldn't be. This country is built on hurting black people. United States of America will, they'll if they hear that they can hurt a black person, they'll get it done in minutes. If they hear that they are going to help somebody, they'll have to set up studies. They'll have to have whole committee meetings about it, all this different shit. They gutted the Voting Rights Act. They pulled out them old racist maps. They went, here you go. And they went, they in Alabama, they had tornado warnings going off. They could have been killed by a tornado, but instead they said, wait a second, before we run down to the shelter, we got to go get rid of black representation. In Tennessee, they went and destroyed the coverage of Memphis. In Mississippi, they are going to go use the building where they seceded from the Union. Because their current building's under work. They could wait. They could just wait until the building's ready. And in a lot of these places, they're suspending primary elections that have already started. And the thing is you go, okay, well, maybe the Democrats can push back. Well, I don't think you're missing a big part of the issue here. Which is that in this country, if you're a Republican and you want to hurt black people, there are no laws to stop you. But if you're a Democrat, you want to make anything better, not only do you have to be perfect, but every single court in the fucking country will show up and kick your shit in. Because that's what just happened today in Virginia. They set up a 10-1 remander, try to fix this shit to counteract Texas, and the Virginia Supreme Court said, no, 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 how dare you? You can't possibly use the weapons of the enemy. We have to let it be perfect. Even though the voters chose in Virginia, the voters chose that map in Virginia, in Texas, Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi. God damn! What they had to do? Get a bunch of white men in suits and ties to go, boom, map's gone. They didn't have to hold an election. They didn't have to hold a fucking press conference. They didn't do any of that shit. And now who's going to suffer? Black people. Black people are going to suffer. And here's the thing I know about black suffering in this country. It trickles up. It trickles the fuck up to everybody else. Because the whole purpose of what the South wants to do right now is to reinstitute a hierarchy with just a few white families on the top and a bunch of dumb fucks stuck in the middle and an entire base of black people that those dumb fucks can look down on. That's where we are. That's where we've always been. But for the last 60 years, we had the veneer that we had moved past it. Enjoy your 250, America.